too loud and not.
All right. Hey, it's Cigar Saturday Live. And you know what? It's a little different. I'm usually outside tonight. I'm at my local cigar shop, which is Cigar Cigar in Evansville, Indiana. Maddie, who do we have with us? We got Hackensack Brewing tonight.
That's right. We are at Hackensack Brewing. Look at this. We got the Yuletide log behind us. We're sitting very close, so he's touching my Yuletide log. He's getting, he's getting a little bit too close, Tom. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but it's a holiday season, so just this one time, we're going to let it go. And look, I'm going to turn this around, and you're going to see a bunch of familiar faces.
Oh,
everybody,
wow.
Everybody state your name and everything for the record.
Hey.
Diane again. How are you?
Good to see you.
I see you again.
Look at all.
Oh.
Look, we got some freaking wrestlers up. And look who we got here.
Oh, look at this. Chef is here. Look at this. So many good. It's like a part. I feel like I'm part of this party tonight. Everybody's having some good beer. They even have some root beer for you, I hear.
He does. You know what? He does.
We're working on it.
You know what? It's funny that you said this. He threw you. I'm glad you helped me throw Mike right under the bus. I can't tell you, Tom, I owe you a big brick of cigars. I very much appreciate that. What I'm having, sir, is the finest in Hackensack water, fresh out of the Hackensack water system.
Hackensack River.
You know how they have carbon filtered? This is carp filtered by fresh carp.
It's filtered by carbs?
Fresh out of Hackensack River.
Yeah, and quite honestly, if you know anything about the Hackensack River, not so much. But if you like mercury, it's got the sweet scent of mercury.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I wasn't sure which carbs. Are there some carbs that just go freely in the Hackensack River because of the pizza dough and everything else, or what?
If you've seen, you've watched The Simpsons before, you know the fish with the three eyes? They got
it from
the Hackensack River. There's no doubt in my mind, if you ever need mercury poison, come visit me. We're going to take a little trip down the Hackensack River, you and I, and it'll be really a blast.
But in the beer, it somehow it just comes across it transforms.
It's so much different because Mike goes out of his way to not use Hackensack River water. So I'm gonna let Mike tell you the story of himself and Hackensack Brewing.
Everybody grab a seat, man.
Everybody grab a seat. It's going to start
when I was three.
Six.
When I was three, right? No, I'm just messing around. No, we're here at Hackensack Brewing in lovely Hackensack. We got about 4,000 square foot warehouse. We're coming up on our fourth anniversary. So we opened February 2nd, 2019 with a small 5-barrel system. And then, the world exploded. And we actually adapted pretty well. We had just bought a canning line. So we started putting all our beers in cans. And we actually took all the beers during COVID that we had in our cold box and we canned them. And the whole world thought we put out 12 new beers. But meantime, they were just the beers that everybody was drinking here, and we never canned them. And we got a lot of like social media steam off of that, which is hilarious. And here we are, man. We just did an expansion. We're coming up on our fourth anniversary. We just put a 20 barrel system in. So we're in about 180 bars and restaurants right now, and liquor stores. And we also, we got a tap room here that is a retail location where we sell 4-packs out of. People can drink beer by the pint. Because it's New Jersey and New Jersey is stupid, you can't have food here. Not that we want to cook food, but you can't have food here. So people, if anybody's listening and they want to go to a brewery in New Jersey, you got to bring your own food. So the good thing about where we're located, we're surrounded by restaurants. I got 4 pizzerias within walking distance. We got Viva Margarita. You got world famous
Lito's,
Kenyobi. We got a lot of good food, Presto's across the street. But there's a lot of breweries in New Jersey that don't have that. They're in industrial parks, and those rules affect them a lot more. So, unfortunately, they can't coordinate with lunch trucks and food trucks. So, there's a lot of things in the works right now. But Jersey's kind of backwards with it. So,
Mike, I can't wait to try the beer. I know you have some really interesting. You have some holiday beers. Some that I was reading about that are brewed just for the holidays, right?
Yeah, we always do seasonal. So we have our core beers, our Pilsner, our IPA, our double IPA, the Hackensack Comet. And this is actually 8.1%. That was a tribute to Lito's Pizzeria down the block when I got an 8.1 on Barstool review. we have another session beer. We have a Hula Skirt as our coconut blonde. But we always do seasonal stuff. So when the fall comes, I start doing maybe amber lagers. When the winter comes, I start upping the alcohol on the lagers. We do a winter warmer. I do a Weizenbach, which is a strong wheat beer. Right now, we have a beer called Gran Cioccolato, which is based on panettone, the Italian cakes. you know, the ones that come in the box, but not like the bullshit one that you get at Walmart, like the fancy panettones with the string tied around them. So we did a hazelnut, a chocolate hazelnut imperial stout. So we did a stout, a nice roasty stout. I took 50 pounds of hazelnuts, and actually Lito's Pizzeria let us use their oven before they opened. We roasted, we toasted all the hazelnuts, put them right in the beer, and then we took some fudge, and we used the kind of sweetness of the fudge to kind of combat the bitterness that came with the deep roast, and it was, it's a really nice beer. It's a big boy though, 10%, and it drinks like it's 5. So it's, you know, two of those, and it's Tuesday, you know.
That's where you wake up in the parking lot, kind of stuff. I respect that.
You know, you might have done that before.
I have. That's why we no longer have tales of this on my own. That's why I age in dog years. I'm only 26, so yeah, it was good. It was good that I hung it up. But you know what? You know me. I'm a big show don't tell guy. So I'm gonna hand the podium over here to Mike. He's going to give you a quick little tour.
What do I do?
You're going to go show him, Cam. Look at this.
I got to turn it around, though, right? What am I doing?
You go turn it right.
Am I selfieing the whole time? I don't know what to do here.
Watch it. You go like that. Look, you see? Look, there's stuff. Look, distilling things behind us. There you go.
So here we got some fermenters here, all right? And actually, you'd be better off. Can I turn it so he's looking the other way?
Or actually, you know what? I'll just walk and follow you. How's that?
There you go.
Look, I do cameraman shit. Look at this.
All right. There you go. You got it. This is our brew house here. So we have a 20-barrel brew house.
Very nice.
A barrel in beer is 31 and a half gallons. So that's what we're producing at any given time is 20 barrels. And basically, right here, what you're looking at is your mash tun, right? So this is the point in the brewing process where what happens is we take all of our grains, right? And we have all these basically starches. I got barley, I got wheat, I got oats. We crush them up a little bit and we lay them in here with hot water and at a certain temperature, not to get too nerdy on the podcast, but what happens is during that mashing process, the enzymes that are in there convert the starches into sugars because later on the yeast is going to eat the sugar and create beer. So really, I don't make beer. I'm like a bitch for yeast. I just make yeast comfortable. So my whole job here is to make sure that the yeast is ready to eat the sugar.
Did he just basically say hashtag
yeast bitch? I'm yeast bitch.
I think we're gonna coin that. 100%. He's a yeast bitch. Now I gotta go see. We gotta go see. We gotta label
that. That could be the next beer.
I know how my bread is buttered, man.
Well, I like the. I saw the one called Brew Jersey. I think that's a really clever name.
Yeah. So Brew Jersey is a collaboration that we're doing all around the state. That's through the Brewers Guild of New Jersey, which is our unit. And you know that's our collective. And what Brew Jersey is doing is you'll notice that when you see that link I posted. So everybody that's posting that they're releasing a beer, it takes you directly to a page that allows you to fill out a petition that kind of tries to fight some of the stuff that the state of New Jersey is trying to do to breweries. New Jersey's not very friendly for breweries. And really, it's tied into the antiquated liquor license laws in this state where each town is only allowed X amount of liquor licenses. And what that does is now it turns into, okay, it's $700,000 for a liquor license in Paramus. So people buy these and they get protective over them, rightfully so. I mean, they plan on handing them down to their kids. But now the brewery opens and in their mind, we're acting like we have liquor licenses, but we don't. But at the same time, I had to spend $250,000 on my equipment, right? We're $500,000 just on equipment alone in this building now. So it's not like we're not paying anything, you know? We may have a different license, but that's why we can't pour wine. We can't pour hard liquor. We can't serve food. And again, we don't really want to. We just want a government's foot off our necks. What they're doing is things like this. We're only, you know, I'm only allowed to have 26 events a year. If I have an acoustic guitar player playing, it's not an event. The second they plug it into an amplifier, it's an event. They're making this shit up as they go. I can't have a television that's over 65 inches. You know why? Because fucking New Jersey, right? It doesn't make sense. It's arbitrary. I can't show Olympic curling because it's considered a championship sport. So there's a lot of nonsense that goes on that we're trying to fight. We're not looking for...
Can't show the fights?
Yeah, listen, I don't want to serve food, but I need your foot off my neck. So that's what the Brew Jersey beer is. All of these breweries, we're all donating money also to the Guild so that we can get out there. Our lobbying money is a lot less than the bars and restaurants.
Right.
So, you know, we're just trying to put the issue out there. And what's good for us is... The people got our back, so people love their small breweries. So Icarus Brewing down in Lakewood, great people, great beer. They put out a recipe that they shared with all of us. They put out the label art, and we kind of all made little adaptations and put our own little spin on it. I used a couple different hops than they used in their recipe. But that beer is really to raise awareness. And I'm glad you brought it up, because honestly, I would have forgot to talk about it. Unfortunately.
No, it's. I thought it was just a great name, but it has such a great purpose, because it right. sounds like there are some laws that really need to be addressed there in New Jersey for brewers.
100%.
Are you shocked that it's not a little bit that the laws are like that, or?
I knew going into it. So listen, yeah. I do stuff here that's within the law, right? I'm not trying to build my house on quicksand, right? So I follow all that stuff, but it's still ridiculous. Sure. So like, for example, I have to give a full tour to every person that enters my building. I mean, that's ridiculous. Look, you ask me for a tour. I mean, any of these guys will tell you, if you ask me for a tour, I'm giving you a tour, but they make it illegal.
Offer.
Right. And so what does that do? Wineries don't have to do that. Distilleries don't have to do that. So what does that do to me? Now I need an employee that's dedicated to giving tours.
Yes.
So right. that's scratch, man.
And I know.
So you know, stuff like that is it's arbitrary. It's the ABC kind of messing with us. Your arm hurt? You want to hold that, bro?
Oh, hey. Oh, he's got jokes, huh?
Listen, man, I don't know. His arm was thinking a little bit. No, you know. It was that good Hackensack water, you know?
No, it's
that cart with
it. I don't feel so good.
But hold on, I'll show you the spot. So here we go.
All right,
we'll walk around, right?
I'll watch.
This is our brew house. Again, our mash tun. You know where you get a good view? Come on, let's come up top.
We're getting
look at the stair right vision, bro.
I don't let people up on the wall, man.
Oh,
he's doing the shit with the guy who's got size 14 feet. This is fun. When you hear clonk, 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 that is most definitely me going down the stairs.
All right, so this is my office up here. We have our office, my sales manager, my GM, our head brewer, Caitlin. So if you turn around now, you get a good look at the system. So you can see we have some local graph artists get up there.
That's a great looking place.
But that's our setup. So we have, like I said, we're at 100 and I'm going to come over here for the back.
Hold on. Trying to kill me, Tom.
We're at 180 bars and restaurants, but now we just put the system in, so we have the capability to kind of go a lot bigger if we wanted to. Right. But I'm just trying to control the growth because we're growing fast, and I just want to make sure we grow the right way. So we got a lot of work to do. We're not sitting back on our laurels. We don't have laurels, right? So right. we're everything is about quality control, making sure that there's no low dissolved oxygen in our cans that are going out, making sure that everything is quality controlled, counting our yeast cells and making sure that the beer that you have here tastes the same as when you buy it in your local Bottle King or Stu Leonard's. So it's a
great looking place. I know you're doing some excellent beers.
We got to go show you the we got to show you the bar too. Tom.
The tap room.
Oh, they got a tap room. I love the fact that you used
look at this. Look. This is asking for me to fall and roll down. Look.
Yeah, don't follow the green lights too close. It looks like you're going into Wizard of Oz.
I'm going to have an accident, Tom. That's what's going to happen.
I love that.
I'm going to have an accident. This is not croc friendly stuff. See, I got the Benberries, though. They're sweet. Right?
Maybe you should just try sliding down the rails. What do you think? Try sliding?
I should.
That'd be a great Christmas pose.
Hold on.
Hey, talk about Nutcracker Christmas. Hey, we got so many good people watching tonight. Thanks, everybody. Tell us down below where you're watching from, what you're sipping. Maybe you're having beer. Again, I'm at my local cigar shop, which is Cigar.
All right. I made it, and there was no accidents.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Festive environment going on here.
Oh, this is beautiful. Look at this. This looks so nice, Maddie. I like this.
It's beautiful, right? Hold on. Here's my favorite puppy. Hi, Luna. Hi, Poppy. That's Luna. You remember that?
Hey there.
Okay, so we got 20 beers on tap in here. Want to come?
Look at this. This is like I'm at my directorial debut.
you are the director. Look at all those good beers.
Yeah, here slinging beers.
Hey, yes.
We got 20 beers on tap.
20 beers. Look at that.
Incredible dollar bill that was turned into an MF Doom.
MF Doom bill.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The Doom bill.
Ashley wants me to get the fuck out of her way so she can pour beers.
We do slushies in the summer. We do beer slushies.
Beer slushies.
Yeah, that was something.
And you have some Barrel-aged beers there too, I hear.
Yeah, they sell too. We'll do like a pina colada slushie with our hula skirt coconut blonde. And you'd be surprised, man. We got people coming here just to drink slushies. I never in my life thought that I would be selling slushies to people.
Do you just freeze the beer? That's it?
Yeah, it doesn't freeze. So what happens is you have to take a Brix reading to determine the fructose level and make sure that you're at a certain temperature based on the amount of sugar that's in that slushy. Otherwise, it'll freeze over. So we have to keep that Brix reading. I think somewhere between like 15 and 18.
It's all about the sugar.
Oh, holy shit! I didn't know there was a such thing as a slushyologist.
This is learned something. Now the slushy
today about slushies. Science. Now when you go into 7-Eleven, you salute.
There's art that's put into this, Matty, even for 7-Eleven.
You salute, Mike.
Listen, it's a lot of science.
Minga.
There is, yeah. It
took me 5 years to get through 3 high schools. I've been studying for a long time.
Which of your beers do you slushify?
We slushify. Also, you could trademark that word. So we slushify mostly Hula Skirt, our coconut blonde. Chris, what would you say we slushy the most? I know she don't want to be on it. Look, she's ignoring me. Look. Actually, could you zoom in on her maybe a little bit?
Is this what? Hey. We usually, you know how we ruin people's witness protection? We're doing it right now. Yeah. I'm going to get shot gangling style right in the parking lot when I go outside.
It is New Jersey, after all. Yes.
Most outside of Hula Skirt, above ground pool.
Yeah. We don't bubblegum flavor.
Right. Sure. All right, we'll leave it alone. Come on, let's get out of here.
That's about what, the 50th person that we've ruined there?
Slushy IPAs. You can't slush hoppy beers. The bitterness gets accentuated.
This is so interesting.
Yeah.
My dude. So again, I want to put this up here. People were asking down below. Attack and Sack Brewing.
Look at how festive.
Right.
I like their beer ornaments. Ornaments.
They come decorated. It's called Bring Your Balls to the Sack, and you can bring your Christmas tree balls and hang them up.
I wouldn't do that here. You know why? The more you drink, the more you may be prone to take that literally, and there could be some certain things filed in the county and the state.
I think next year they need a Nutcracker beer because that could work too for bringing your balls to the sack.
We also, you'll notice there's a lot of art up. We always have local artists put stuff up. So this is our friend Cortez. He did esoteric urbanism. he's a really talented dude. He did all these paintings here. So we usually, you know, a brewery is a place where, you know, a brewery is like a cultural center, right? And I'm not just saying I got a brewery, but it's like a coffee shop on steroids, right?
But so, you have the art, you have the environment. What's aging in those barrels back there?
What's that?
What's aging in the barrels behind you?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because now we can tie it right back into bourbon.
Yeah.
So I have a 12.5% English barley wine that I'm aging in Willett's bourbon barrels.
Willett's?
Right. I have some Imperial Stout sitting in Angel's Envy barrel. And I believe I also have a Knob Creek barrel. Is this too loud in here? Right for you?
No, you're fine. Sanj says hello, by the way, too.
So, there you go. Sanj says hello.
What up, baby?
So, so basically in these barrels, we use barrels for a couple different things. Either we're trying to get flavor off the barrel, like in the case of a bourbon barrel. So we would age a beer in that barrel, and then over time, it'll take on some of the flavors of the bourbon, as well as the natural vanillins and everything that are in the barrel.
Right.
So it's gonna, in the same way that the barrel makes the bourbon taste that way, we get some elements off the barrel as well as the spirits that were in there prior. But there's other reasons to use barrels also. So from a brewer's standpoint, when we're using microorganisms other than brewer's yeast, these bugs that we put in, and I'm talking about Lactobacillus, Pediococcus, Britannomyces, these microorganisms over time, they want to chew these long-chain sugars that brewer's yeast can't get to. And so what happens is a barrel provides the perfect geography because it's not stainless steel. It's not smooth. There's little nooks and crannies. There's little places for these bugs to hide.
And they're bugs.
Right. So wow. I have Sonoma County Pinot Noir barrels that I use.
Ooh.
And I put our wild beer in there. And Over the course of 14, 15 months, this simple recipe that I put in there, but because of the microorganisms that are in it, are chewing up these sugars, and their byproducts that are coming out are these bright citrus flavors, this incredible thing that happened not because of how I brewed it, but because of what these bugs did to it. So with that, you do have to take some measures, but it's a barrel aging is its own thing. Like,
it's really serious stuff. I know it's very, I've actually been a part of around here some breweries that have found some great barrels, and it's all about timing. It's about a little bit of everything.
Right.
Finding Willett barrels is something great. But hey, if you're looking for bugs, I mean, I know Maddie might want to get involved in the process of making beers.
Barrels. Hold on.
What you got to do is just have Maddie put his beard, and there's some bugs that'll come out of there, and it'll be kind of like a Maddie's beard.
I'm in. I think it's something we do.
Yeah. I don't know. There's occasionally some. I have some few too.
Stuff but. In the beard, maybe. The microorganism. I'm still waiting. Look. I don't want to get him started. I want the Maddie Rock Rad Root Beer first, Tom. I'm waiting for the Maddie Rocks Rad Root Beer first.
Too, or just Roots.
It was 14 on my list with the mention of it on a live podcast. It bumped up to 12 right now. I'm getting there, bro.
You know, it's like SpongeBob, 20 years later. I don't want to say I'm calling foul, but I think Matty Rock has to bring his BYOB to a B.
Yeah,
that's messed up shit, Tom.
I think we're naming the root beer after you.
But look,
after I'm dead, posthumously, humorous and humorous.
Humorous.
The place we have a little beer.
Humorous.
Hold on. We're going to take a little sneaky peek outside.
Becky watching. Thanks for watching. So many good people watching tonight. And again, it's Cigar Saturday. I'll just say this. I'm live at my local, I'm showing you the sign here, Cigar Shop. The greatest place to get cigars in this region. We got, look at that, Maddie. We got the wooden Indian in the corner. Great little corner here. Staying warm. It's cold out. So glad these guys.
It's a little bit out here. It's about 35. Yeah. But look, I will come out here later to perhaps.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, this is where everybody smokes. So everybody comes out here.
I love it.
And a lot of people have sticks out here, especially in a good weather. You see a lot of people out here smoking. So
I just want to say, I think it's so cool. You said earlier you used your local pizzeria to roast the hazelnuts, right? For that one beer.
Right.
You're incorporating a lot of local talent using their ovens. You've really brought together so many good elements.
Right. We even for that Gran Cioccolato beer that I was telling you, that same beer where we toasted the hazelnuts, the place where I buy the panettone bread is the Italian, it's called Coffee Break. It's down on Main Street. Oh, wow. I put their logo on the label of the can because my inspiration came while I was sitting in their shop. So, you know what? I think sometimes people collaborate just to collaborate for game.
Right.
And to me, that shit is played out, man. Like, you're doing something with somebody just so, you know, there's a lot of breweries that collaborate with other breweries just so that they know they're going to sell that beer because it's a one-off. And listen, I get it. It's a business, man. I didn't say that like I'm knocking other breweries. I don't mean it like that. But I often collaborate with non-breweries to give shine to them. Right?
Yes.
These are local businesses that support us. I mean, Lita supports the hell out of us. First of all, they got the original thin crust pie since 1956, I think, or 60.
Yeah, it's been like, remember, we spoke about that.
Something years old.
So when you're talking about it, it's in the same lineage as Kinchley's.
Right,
it's the same lineage.
Love Kinchley's too,
it's the same as us when we talk about Brooklyn Pizza, the Grimaldi.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, when we do the show, the important thing to us is what do you do? I mean, remember, Tom, the whole reason we started doing this was the crush on all the communities.
That's
during
right.
COVID. We wanted to make sure that people went out to their community places.
Right.
Because if you don't have establishments like Mike's, you don't have a neighborhood anymore.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
we all kid about it. If you don't want it to be like freaking Judge Dredd and everything is, you know, fucking Taco Bell and McDonald's and everything else. This is what you need or your community is gone.
And you know what?
That's
it's true. Because you just touched on something too. So like one thing we saw, right. And especially, listen, we all went through this pandemic. We all went through it in our own way. My personal experience. And again, I went through a horrible divorce during it too. So it was crazy on fucking multiple levels. But my version of it was I had this new business and I said from the beginning when it hit, I said, yo, I'm not laying anybody off. I want my employees to look back and say, yo, you know what? When the shit hit the fan, we didn't lose our jobs. And again, I am not saying anything about people that laid off. It was necessary in so many cases. Like this is not me talking shit about any other business, but I mean, listen, everybody knows this, but like within these hard times creates an opportunity for something really great. Right. And again, we sold the shit out of beer. So that was great. It kept us alive. But what I didn't see and what wound up happening was we became so ingrained with the community because we stayed open. So like we couldn't have the tap room open, but I had a tent out here selling four packs to go. People weren't supposed to gather. But listen, people did open some four packs. People might have been 6 feet away. I mean, this is when everybody was actually doing it 6 feet away, right?
Like, sure, sure.
But what happened was then they let us open just outside, if you remember that phase. And remember, where we are was the fucking center of COVID. I mean, Teaneck, New Jersey, which is across the river right here, was the center. It was the hot spot for the fucking outbreak of COVID that hit our country. So we were in the shit right here. There was like, I mean, Hackensack Medical Center, they closed their cafeteria to fill it with beds because they had so many patients on ventilators. But
what happened was people started coming here. We started having to get creative, like, all right, how are we going to get people to drink outside? But right. people wanted to come out. So we put all the bubbles. We put, I started doing Wu-Tang Wednesdays. I would show Kung Fu movies with a projector on a wall outside. I'd have a DJ play Wu-Tang, people playing chess. And what happened was,
because it's for the children, Mike.
It is for the children. As we tell you. But what happened was we became this thing for the people to feel normal. And it was like, I didn't realize the impact of it until, because you're in it. When you're in it, it's so hard to see it. I'm driving around. I'm delivering beers to people's houses. You can't touch them. They're spraying it down before they take it in their house. They're waving from the window. It's so fucking crazy, right? So
right.
I'm basically about to open that door and hit you.
Look, you saw my skill. I knew it was coming.
But my point is, and again, I apologize for going on, but what really happened was I started noticing. I'd be at TD Bank, and somebody would come up. One guy came up. Hey, listen, man. I see him going to bank. I wave hello. He goes to open the door. He comes back to my car. He's like, listen, I want to thank you for everything you've done for us. Now, I'm like, done for you? Like, I'm not a fucking first responder, man. I mean, I come from healthcare, but I make beer now. But it was, and I kept hearing it over and over. Yo, thank you, man. You kept us sane. First of all, me keeping somebody sane is a fucking crazy idea. But, like, I kept hearing, and then I realized, I'm like, yo, this was the place that people had to come during this fucking game-changing event.
Right.
And like, now we got such loyal customers that come here because they're like our family. And it's wild knowing that, listen, man, when I started making beer in a tiny kitchen 15 years ago, I didn't picture that this would become so important to so many people other than myself. And it's fucking humbling, man. It's humbling. And that pandemic and the response and the way that everything went down, like, fucking hyper accentuated that, man. It was wild and it's humbling.
You know? That is really humbling. And just to know that whether it's the pandemic or holidays, things that we do to bring others into what we're doing mean a lot.
Right.
And we sometimes never know how much they mean.
Yeah. And it goes into, you know, what we said from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Without guys like Mike, there is no communities. So that's why I told people, and you remember in the beginning, I caught some heat. Matt, what are you going out? You're picking up food. You're doing this. And I
right.
said, understand something. If we bury these places, we bury your neighborhood.
Right.
And I said, you
right.
got to take care of your neighborhood. And then the response was people like Mike. Keep
that's
the
right.
place open. If you do not service your people, you do not service your public, you do not service your neighborhood, not only do you have nothing left, people remember that.
Yeah.
People will always remember who was there,
right.
who got their back. Like I said, look, do people
right.
do certain people for have a tendency to forget? That's human nature on its own. But for the most part, people remember
right.
that you were there for them, that you serviced your community, and that you took care of people. People remember that with Mike. Because,
right.
I mean, look, like I said, look at this outside that wound up being built up like this so we could service
yeah, we
the community.
That's amazing. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's a great looking place.
Yeah, you know, now I parked out in the street. I heard a crash. I saw something go up in the air to look like my vehicle, but it's fine. You know, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. I'm glad people have a place to sit, Mike.
Well, it's funny. You know what? It's funny because where we're located is weird. So I don't know if the Wi-Fi is going to reach that far, so I won't walk you over there. But my brewery is behind a guy that sells tombstones.
Cosmo. Oh, really?
They literally... This is the man that sells, it's the oldest business in Hackensack. They sell tombstones and we're behind it. So saying it's an ideal location would not be true. So our parking was always limited. We don't have any signage out on the streets, but that actually works in our favor because people come in with these preconceived notions, like, or they don't know what the hell's going on. They're walking past the tombstone shop and then all of a sudden, boom, they go to this thing that feels like it's their backyard.
Have you done a beer in honor of the tombstone? I mean,
it's so funny.
Theme, right?
The first thing we did was going on, fellas.
How
you
doing,
would
guys?
Think that's the first thing we did? Oh, you go this way if you want.
Thank you.
You would think that's the first thing we did, and I've been talking about doing it. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah,
I,
told me
I see. Told I saw one on your website.
Stones and scare people.
I gotta do the root beer. I think
now I got my threat. Oh yeah,
now it's up to nine.
It's a tombstone root beer.
Or I'm gonna jump out from behind tombstones dressed up as a Grim Reaper.
I will tell you I say this with conviction. We are the best brewery in the world behind the tombstone shop. I fucking guarantee it, man.
I know you are. It has to be. I love it. No,
tombstone root beer, bro. If that's
tombstone
not moving it up, that's not five now. Maddie Rock, home tune brew. Come on, dude. There's stuff in the tomb with the rock. Come on, there's
that's
there's,
good. I like
there's,
that. I like that.
There's rock. Shit. You done, Tom? Hey. I'm going up spots. I feel it.
How about Rock?
I feel it.
Could it be Rock the Reaper root beer?
It could be.
Oh, we're put your hey, put your ideas down below for those of you watching. It's going to be a collaborative effort.
Down below for my root beer, which will eventually be get made while I'm still alive and breathing and aging in dog years. Right?
Should we tell them, Mike, about any events coming for the holidays, for New Year's Eve? Anything that's going on locals would want to know about?
Yeah, we're doing. You know what's funny? We were going back and forth on when we do want to do a holiday party. So we do a lot of parties for customers that want to throw their holiday party. So oftentimes we'll have somebody's office holiday party here, but we're rocking out pretty much every night. We do Wu-Tang Wednesday every other Wednesday with nice. DJ. So there's a party that we regularly do. We did discontinue it for the summer, but if you're familiar with, there's a there's a group called the Awesome Two with Teddy, Ted, and Special K. They were all hip hop DJs, and they go back to '82. They got the longest running hip hop show in history. Ted was Nice and Smooth's DJ, and they live in Hackensack, and we do something called Vibes in the Garden, and we do a beer that's dedicated to them called Ahuga. That was one of their songs back in the '80s. And we call it Vibes in the Garden, and it gets an incredible, we get an incredible crowd. I mean, everybody's out here. There's people dancing. We got guest DJs flying in. We had a young lady flying from California to spin behind these tombstones, and it's crazy. But as far as, you know, coming up, it's just kind of regular revelry. I mean, we kind of have a live crowd in here for the most part. And
sounds like you're gonna have a fun week, sure. Yeah.
We got our regulars, and we got a lot of people stopping because there's a lot of malls in the area, so a lot of people are shopping. They'll stop in here while they're there. There's a brewery down the block, so there's a lot kind of going on. You know?
And again, you started the brewery. Again, tell us what you right before the pandemic.
Yeah, we opened up in February of 2019.
So you've really such an interesting time to open, and what you've done since then, amazing.
80% of this brewery has been during a global pandemic. It's wild. So like, I don't, you know, I'm sitting there because I'm going over our QuickBooks and I'm trying to look at numbers from last year. Nothing. I can't look at any patterns because nothing makes sense because 2020 was so skewed from the fact that my tap room closed, but we sold the shit out of canned beer. I had liquor stores because everybody became an alcoholic during COVID. I had liquor stores calling me just saying, yo, just send me 10, 15 cases or whatever you got. I've never heard anything like that in my life. I'm like, yeah, sure. So we did very well, but that's skewed, right? So like, okay, so now 2021 comes and I'm looking back at my 2020 numbers and I'm like, well, this isn't real, right? We're not going to sell the same amount of four packs delivering to people's homes. We're not going to sell the same amount of cases. The bars were closed. How do I know what we would have done? Because our first year was only a year and we were new. People were still learning about us. You know, now all of a sudden we got this thing and then, you know, it's like 2021. So now it's like 2022 and I'm trying to look back and get some data on 2021. But 2021 was so crazy. Because you had now all of a sudden the Omicron. Later, fellas. You got the Delta, right? All this other shit's happening. So now it's like people started coming back. But now they went back to not coming back, right? Like, so we found like you still had people, you know, I had people in the tap room. As soon as the state said, listen, you got to keep the table separated, but people can come inside. We did it that day. Right. We set everything up, everything sanitized, employees in masks. But there was a lot of people that were like, oh, these guys are unsafe. They're letting people inside. Well, listen, if the government is telling me if Phil Murphy, and I got words for him, but if Phil Murphy is telling me, hey, you can have people back inside, I'm doing it. We're going to do it safely. Right. But the long story short is it there's no way to look back and see. I don't have a data set, right?
Nobody does.
Yeah, nobody does, but my business opened right before it. So it was like,
you can't measure the zombie apocalypse. Right, like right. I said, last time it happened, literally, think about it. What data are you going to use from 100 years ago from the Spanish flu?
Yeah, no,
what data are you going to use? And so I don't know if we learned anything. So unfortunately, people don't learn much of shit.
I know what we learned. I'll tell you this right now. People support local. That shit is not just a fucking hashtag. Right. That shit is not a hashtag. I had people coming here. I'm telling you right now, there was days I would sell thousands of dollars of beer by the four pack, hand-to-hand sales in the parking lot for customers who came. They could have went to their local liquor store. They could have went somewhere else. And they were like, yo, we are going to support this brewery. And it turned into, and again, that, right? We were here for people to come and chill so that they grew that attachment to us. But yo, I'm looking the other way. I'm in love with these people. You know, these people are like family in a way, and I don't that's mean so cool. I don't mean to say it like I'm not trying to be like corny about it.
No,
like,
it's not corny. We see that. Like,
true, yeah,
yo, it's so humbling, yeah. and I'm telling you right now, it gave me a view on humanity. I watched
when we all needed it, because right, this is what we're talking it. About.
That's
it,
right. So that's right.
There was so much bad, but when you hear stuff like this, crazy. And again, think about all the people we've had. You know, the Mike, the Chose of the world, the Ed Randolph. Sean's, these are the people that came back and made sure day in and day out they were available to people, because you know what, people needed people. That's why, yeah, we did our show.
No doubt,
that's right.
People needed people.
No doubt.
So, and that's right. That's when you know who comes out, who's here to take care of you, who's here to make sure that you have a community to go back to.
Right.
And
right.
You know, we that's said right. from the very beginning, that's one of the most, to me, the most important thing we learned out of that is you keep your community intact. You keep the people who have your back and you have their back. And, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. That's why you got people like Mike who serve, and people don't.
You've done so well with this too. Yeah. And we love what you've done there. And we love the community of all of you watching too. We've made so many friends through Cigar Saturday. And here we are at Cigar. I was going to say, I'm supporting local tonight too. And just so many good vibes tonight, and so much good beer flowing, and
right.
and you brought the whole gang too. They all came to join you there.
You do it. They said, "Hey, Matty, you going to be it?" You know, we were going to be our usual home is at Saj. I said, "Home tonight is going to be Mike's, our other home." And you,
that's people right. said,
"Hey, we're much love, bro. We love you, man." So that's you know right. what? We came home. We tried. Saj is too busy during the holidays because we tried to drag Saj. You're out there. We tried to drag your ass.
I over saw
there.
He was watching a moment ago. Yeah,
we tried to drag Saj here, but honestly, with the holidays. And knocking out sticks, there's too much for him to do. So, you know, maybe next time we'll just throw some ether over his mouth and drag him here. He'll wake up in a chair. So,
how many pizzerias are close by? I can't wait to come have some beer with you when I'm there. How many good pizzerias you got close by?
I think Elders is
Lito's. We have Presto's across the street. We have Late Night Pizza, which and here's the cool thing. We got four pizzerias. And now I'm not even counting Brooklyn Pizza, which is the offspring of the Grimaldi family.
Yeah, right. We talk about all these
the out. Only reason I don't include them is they are a 15-minute walk. The rest of them are 5 minutes tops. So you got Lito's, which has the like original thin crust pie. This is a pie with no yeast. It's a cracker crust, very thin. Wonderful pizza. And they're also known for the open the double steak sandwich. So it's like it's basically thin sliced steak over a butter fucking drenched fucking thing of bread. It's wonderful. They also, the owners that are there now, really, they bought it around the same time we started the brewery, and they kept it. So Lito's is, you've been to Lito's, right?
Of course.
Lito's is the classic checkered napkin tablecloth. The waitresses have been there forever. It is
your old school Jersey New York pizzeria. It's
almost the quintessential old school Jersey restaurant. And the new ownership did exactly that. They changed nothing, but what they did was they added a whole bar. So there was a bar. Like when I was a kid, you go in there. They didn't use the bar. They used it to like stack boxes. Now you go in there, you get a cocktail. They do a really, really good job. But so you got Lito's for the thin crust. You got Late Night Pizza. That's Eddie. So he lives up to his name. He makes a killing between 11 p.m. and 3 in the morning. He does a great Pomodoro. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of specialty slices. He'll do weird shit like Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on pizza.
You're a Taylor, by the way. You heard that, Taylor. Pork roll bullshit.
Then you got Presto's right across the street. That's like a big New York style slice, a big slice, great pizza. Again, you got a new guy that just opened called Pizza Night, but it's K-N-I-G-H-T because he went to Rutgers. He is well doing played. A Detroit style pie. Outstanding. Everything he's doing. And to bring this full circle, he never made pizza until COVID. So COVID hit.
Oh, wow.
He started fucking around at home and hit. And now he just opened up a pizzeria, and he's killing it. He's killing it. And then if you want to get in your car and drive 1 minute or you want to walk 15 minutes, you got Brooklyn Pizza, which is a coal-burning oven.
Yeah, and I have spoken about this.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about, look, the New York Times even said it. New York is not the place. It's Jersey because they all moved over. So the Grimaldi.
Due respect to New York pizza.
It's Jersey. Look,
Jersey
you have
so much good Jersey pizza.
All the Grimaldi's here, and a lot of people forget up at Kinchley's, Grimaldi offspring. Oh, at yeah. Nelly's, yeah.
Kinchley's?
Yep. One of the pizza guys is like the cousin or something.
I didn't know that.
Nelly's. I went there with Matty. Great Nelly's.
Nelly's in Waldwick. Yeah. So you're at a place, like I said, where the pizza here, you know, those guys help keep us alive too. Most of these places never shut down, man. My boys, Pizziolo, that you know, we go to all the time. My boys, Anthony and Roberto Felix, they never shut down. Always there. It was Brothers Pizza, then it became Pizziolo Brothers. So Pizziolo was there 50 years, bro.
We're lucky, man.
There's so much good food. And that's about all I eat when I'm in New York and New Jersey. I just go crazy. I love it. I'm sure different kinds of pizza for different beers, but do you have one beer that you like pairing with pizza that you do there at Hackensack? Yeah.
I'm a little bit old school when it comes to that. Our parking lot pills is a straight up Czech style pilsner. Pills. Almost like you know what's funny, man? A lot of craft beer people, they try to shit on like Budweiser. Listen, man, Budweiser King of beers for a reason, okay? That beer, again, it's mass produced and it's not produced locally, so it might not be as fresh as what you're looking for. But that beer is a gorgeous beer. You ever hold a Budweiser up in the light? That is a gorgeously well made. Yeah.
It's good. It's good to have classics. It really is.
Smoking
the
split.
So, hey, split.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. And a new classic. See, he ain't on witness protection. It's all right. this here is legal in New Jersey, sir.
What are you lighting up there, my friend? What kind of stick is it?
It's not that kind of stick.
It's
dynamite.
Matty, I'm having a little acid plush tonight. And look, I know you've seen these. I have one of these. You know what these are?
Oh, you got the spray can lighters.
I got the leather rose here, right? Look at this. It's a spray can, but
come on, man. Our swaggery is amazing,
man. That's the most impressive cigar swag of all time.
I love that. He made me feel some type of way.
See?
He made me feel some type of way.
And he didn't even take a puff. He didn't even take a puff yet. And he feels.
Feel it. You feel it. What are you gonna smoke later, Matty? What are you gonna light up?
So now it feels a couple of ways.
Yes. But yeah, I would say, and the reason I bring it up is the beer that goes with pizza is our parking lot pills, and it's a beer that's close to
sounds good.
Your lager, your Budweiser, right? What's better than a pizza a beer? And pizza, right? I mean, it's like
the perfect combo.
Pasta, I want wine, right? If I'm having steak, I want wine, maybe a cocktail with it. But with pizza and beer, again, there's wines that go super well with pizza. But
look, pizza and hot dogs are asking for beer. Let's be for real.
That's right. You got it. Well, I want to show everybody one more time the place to go to check out all your socials right there, HackensackBrewing.com. If you're in the neighborhood, go visit them. And your beer is all over New Jersey, all over the region. Again, tell us once again.
Yeah, we're at about 180 bars and restaurants and liquor stores right now. We go That's down. Amazing. The further south we go is down the shore. We're down to like Princeton. I'm looking into jumping into Manhattan really quick.
You heard it here first.
That's not public knowledge yet, but apparently it is now. But
you heard it here on Cigar Saturday
first. Right. That requires us signing with a distributor, and that's something that I'm a little bit hesitant on. The one good thing about it is we do have the right to self-distribute. So we hold on to that as long as we can because once you sell your beer to a distributor, they own marketing too. So
For those that want to support what you're doing with Brew Jersey, can they get online and find ways to find their local Congress people? Is it all on there?
Yeah, we deliver, I think, Somerset, Morris County. We deliver Hudson County. We deliver Bergen County. We'll bring it right to your house. So if you're going far away, you know, if I'm going down – a half hour drive, you know, there is a limit. You might have to spend $50. I forget what we put on there, 50 or 75, I forget. But we'll bring it right to your house. So we do deliveries Monday through Friday. But there's also, if you go on the website, you'll also see there's a map showing that where our beer is. So if you live somewhere in Morristown, or if you live somewhere in Vernon, or if you live somewhere in Bayonne, you can see that, we're at such and such liquor store in your area. So, but really, the other way to do it is make a day out of it. Come visit us. We're in Hackensack. We got a brewery, Elementary, 600 feet from us. So you get two for one. You got our guys, Brick City, out in Little Ferry. That's our boys. Like, great beer. They're doing great beers. You got Ghost Talk. And
so you know who to hit to do that local brew.
There's
That's your, right. There's your bar crawl right there, baby.
And we get a lot of brewery tourists. We get brewery tourists that come from – we get a lot of people that come from Pennsylvania, upstate New York. And they come down and they want to spend a day and they hit five breweries. And, you know,
I just went to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, listen. And you know, they hit here and, you know, hopefully – they stay here. We happen to see that sometimes.
I can't wait to see the place. I will visit you when I'm back there with Benny.
I look forward to it. Really look forward to it. We're gonna show you around.
I can't wait to try the beer. It all sounds so good. And again, I want to let for those of you that are local. I know we have a lot of y'all from Kentucky and from Southern Indiana that watch. I am indeed, if you know the backdrop, at Cigar Cigar tonight. So remember Cigar Cigar when you're looking for some. There it is. Here it is. We're closing. Great place on a great leather seat here.
Are you in Kentucky right now?
I'm on the border of Indiana and Kentucky.
Because Kentucky is actually the fastest growing craft beer market in the United States.
Amazing.
And Jersey's number two.
And Tennessee's two?
Unbelievable. And for Jersey.
No,
huh?
Jersey's two, yeah.
Oh, Jersey's two. So you said so Kentucky's which, number one?
Yeah, Kentucky's number one, fastest growing.
Wow. Yeah. And Jersey is two.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, brother.
I mean, even though they're trying to fuck us at every angle, but yeah.
So
well, we should also say
Dirty Jersey for life.
And I was going to ask you, you said with the project to support brewers' rights, is that all up here on Hackensack too?
Yeah, so you got to go to Brew Jersey.
Brewers' rights.
If you look at the most recent post, it's brewjersey.beer. And
brewjersey.beer. Okay.
Right to what's the things you fill out to tell
takes you to a form
petition, yeah. Petition.
So form and petition,
but
so
it
you
also
fill
it takes
out.
You right to the like governor's website. So, I mean, there's talks right now, and I had to go testify in front of House Committee and Senate and the Assembly down in Trenton.
So, get your digital signature in there, you're done,
just to talk about how this was affecting us. What's happening is you're chasing these entrepreneurs out of town, you know what I mean? If you look at Rockland County right over the border in New York. Rockland County, Orange County. There's like six breweries up there that are owned by New Jersey residents that just didn't want to do business in Jersey. Wow. So you're literally chasing people who are building manufacturing jobs, putting dozens of people to work. Listen, man, every person that comes here buys gas in Hackensack. They get a pizza from Lito's. They get They go to the
local
bodega
commerce,
to hit something. I mean, look, I'm not.
It's about
shit.
Local commerce, of course.
We bring a lot. Fucking money to the neighborhood, and
that's
it's not.
Right.
So you know, Jersey got
to go on to Brew Jersey.
Get a little chill. We have heat lamps, but we're not standing all next to the one it's on.
Go to brewjersey.beer to help.
Hold on, we're gonna warm up by the fire over here.
You know, go there, help them out. We got to have better ones, and I would think I know whiskey's good to lobby politicians. I would think beer is good to lobby politicians too. Hopefully.
Yeah, of course. And like I said, whenever there's business and stuff like that, some people talk themselves out of business. You know, people
We got to keep on supporting. But
going through with the FDA and everything else, because people are under the have the wrong ideas about business. Yeah. They don't walk in somebody else's shoes. And, you know, when you do something like that, that's just it. You don't understand the business, the revenue, or how it works.
That's what it is. What do we have here, my friend?
I don't know if you see it.
There you go.
That is brewjersey.beer.
Brewjersey.beer. Help those brewers in New Jersey. Keep supporting them, buying their products, going to them. But it's so important for brewers, for distillers, for everybody that we help those that provide some great service and hospitality for us. We got to make sure they have the best ways they can with the best rules and laws, right? So
we appreciate that. We appreciate the support. We appreciate you guys giving us a platform.
Thank
you. Yo, it means a lot. Like I said, I mean,
absolutely.
It needs to be real. Like I said, on this show, and you know, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Everybody's real deal. Everybody's family. You know, that's been important to us. So all the people that we had on, we're up to about 125, 126.
So many episodes.
You know, Mike's part of the fam, and that's a blessing that we got to put this all together and make sure that we take care of our family.
Right.
And we got through this stuff together. That's really.
Yeah.
What this kind of stuff is all about.
That's right. And again, if you want to see all of our episodes or some of them, just go onto our YouTube channel. We're everywhere you do podcasts. I think that next week, Maddie, will be Christmas Eve. They probably won't see us for Christmas Eve, but we'll be back
Yeah, we're on vacation till the new year because
the new year
after that, right?
I know for a fact, the man of Tom Fisher has got New Year's Eve plans, and Matty Rock is not part of those plans.
Well, you never know.
Look, he's like, well, he could show up, but I'm gonna have to chase him.
But hey, you know what? We'll have a few episodes, some live episodes coming on Bourbon Blog on Tuesday. I'll be tasting some 32-year-old Irish whiskey. They only made 200 and some bottles of. So watch us same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, on the same place you're watching it. Watch on Tuesday night. And again, everybody, go like, follow Hackensack Brewing. Mike, thanks so much. This is so much fun to meet you virtually.
It'll be live soon there,
appreciate
brother.
We can't wait. Can't wait to try the beer. And so good to see everybody there behind you too, Maddie. To see Cho and the whole gang there. So great to see them.
Yep. It's all about the familia, baby. You know that's important to us.
That's right. Well, you guys have fun with your cigars, the beer later. And I'm rooting for that Rock the Reaper root beer. I think that's the name. But
it just went up to 7. It's 7 on the list. It just went up to 7.
I don't know. That could be one appointment every 2 years.
Listen, the other things on the list are like payroll. Like, there's important things up there.
And now he's saying payroll. So, all right. So maybe. Wait. Are we putting him on the spot? So what are we talking?
No. Take it easy.
Wait a minute.
It could happen.
Is he talking 6 months, Tom? A year? What are we talking, Tom?
Want to put me on?
Yeah. Put him on record.
Hey, maybe even do a barrel aged root beer. Or slushy. That can happen.
3 to 4 months. You heard him say that. You got him. So in 3 to 4 months, Tom, I think we have a contest to name for Hackensack.
You've got to do a naming contest. That's what you got to do.
We can do that.
We got to name Matty Rock's root beer. We're going to have a video about that, I think, for naming
That's
Matty
right.
Rock's
root beer.
I feel like this TV feels warm, right? I know it's just a...
It feels warm to me.
I feel better. I was freezing my nuggets off outside.
Hey, much love and happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, peace and love, man. Peace and
everybody.
Love.
Everybody. And thanks for joining us, Hackensack.
Much love, ladies and gentlemen.
And thank you, Cigar for having us. Cheers, everybody.